Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. So every week as you guys are tuning in, I really, really hope that between my guests and myself, that you are picking up little tips and ideas of how at the end of the show, you can actually go back to your life and implement some of the strategies that we discuss. For me, the show is about helping you navigate change, whatever change you're going through. So whether it's increasing your, improving your client retention or scaling your business, or you just want a happier, more peaceful life, I hope that my guests and I help you navigate that change so you create the life you desire. So, of course, I'm starting with my motivational quote, which today I'm doing a little twist. It just matches the conversation I'm going to have with my guest, Virginia, today. And the song lyrics are by Natasha Bedingfield. And I just want to give you some quick lyrics. The song is unwritten. And it says, "Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else can speak the words on your lips. Drench yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins. The rest is still unwritten." So change, it's inevitable, right? Look at the change the entire world has seen this year. The word change, I think, often creates feelings of anxiety, uncertainty, and sometimes just plain out-and-out fear. Even when we know that we need something in our lives to change, how do we go about creating a life that is different and hopefully more fulfilling? So let's go back to the song lyrics of Natasha Bedingfield's song. So do you feel like the rest of your story is still unwritten? It's a huge question to ask yourself. So do you feel like you have the power to go and write your own future? Well, my guest today, she is going to help us, guys. Her name is Virginia Parsons, and Virginia is the founder of Media Spot Light Marketing. She is a visibility expert who helps entrepreneurs, authors, and coaches shine online with live stream interviews, podcasting, and video marketing. She's also the executive producer of the Inspirational Businesswoman Show, now in her seventh season. I was on it. Her passion is to help shine the spotlight on your business expertise so you attract more dream clients and get recognized as a sought-after expert in your niche. So please help me welcome my amazing, awesome guest, Virginia, to the show. So Virginia, thank you for coming on, taking the time, and I'm really excited about our conversation.
I love being here, Connie. Thank you so much for having me. And I love sharing this information because I feel that for a lot of people, they're kind of missing out on the expert status they could have if they start to implement some of the strategies I'm going to share with them today.
Yeah, and I think, I was on your show, and your technology, the way you produce it, is awesome. And so right before we began, I said, I want to be you when I grow up, right, with my podcast. We were giggling, but I think the element of change that we get so used to doing things in our business that we often forget about creating innovation wherever that might come from. So I am excited because I am not an expert on this topic at all, and you are, but I think that we need to shine that light on our expertise and get it out in the world. And I don't think everybody knows how to do that or is afraid of that change of becoming bigger. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think there's an intimidation factor, definitely. And there's also a deservability factor. And so there's the inner work that needs to be done to increase your visibility and step into the spotlight. And then there's that technology factor that really throws so many people back. So they're just afraid to get out there because of both of those reasons. I'm going to give you a few tips in both of those areas today.
Which is so awesome. So first question, what are the three strategies for increasing online visibility and creating that expert reputation?
All right, I'm going to start with one that you might not have thought about being an important one. And the reason I like to start with this one is because if you are not comfortable with getting out there live or getting on video, if you're not comfortable with that aspect, this is a great way to start. And I say, find groups, whether or not the groups are on Facebook or they're on LinkedIn or any other platform that you might be on. I happened to start a long time ago in groups on Google+ and did a lot of work there. Find groups that are basically targeted toward your ideal audience. and start making contributions there. Start providing value there. That way you can start to build your reputation as an expert in your niche or niche, however people pronounce it. And they're going to start to associate you with some of the problems that they need support with. So that is, to me, one of my favorite ways to help you get started without feeling overwhelmed by all this technology and live streaming. But the second one is just what we're doing right now, getting on interviews. Now, if you're a beginner, don't feel you have to get on a video interview. Think about getting on an audio podcast, because when you're on an audio podcast, you can have notes right in front of you. You can look at them while you're talking, and no one's going to see that you're checking your notes, okay? But definitely think about getting as much exposure on the different broadcast platforms that are available, podcast being one of them. But sure. I talk a lot about videocasts and, of course, my show. Now, the third is obvious because people have been hearing about it for a while, and that is, of course, start doing your own live streams. And, you know, that's, they've only been around for a few years. Now, I started doing live streams on Hangouts on Air, and that's like maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and I kind of lose track. But this technology has been available to you for a while now, and it's free. So you want to start to step out of your comfort zone and get familiar with the technology. That, and there's many different ways, by the way, to go live on these platforms. We're not going to go into that today. But the key is to know that you can go live. And I tell people, if you're not familiar with the technology and you don't know how to even connect with the camera and those things, try practicing going live without going live to the public. And that's one of my quick tips for people, because there are ways to practice this. Go back and take a look at it and see if you're connecting with the audience. You're looking at the camera, your camera and your computer are positioned correctly, all those kind of things to make you feel more confident when you actually do go live to the public, that you sort of got through the technology glitches, and now you can just be your authentic self by going live.
Yeah, you're
so
making
those are my three top tips.
You make it be left, because when we did when I was going to be on your show, you meet first, and right, we did a sound check. So I have a good quality microphone. Mm-hmm. The camera was my computer at eye level, and you were so cute. You're like, oh, good level. Oh, sounds good. Oh, this is quick. Like, you're easy. So because I do this right, and my brother's a producer. You know, back in the day. So he's mm-hmm. the one initially when I first went to video, and he says, you got to raise it. You're looking down. It looks funny, you know, but, and the lighting. So I have one of those circle lights behind the computer facing me. So all of those things, you don't have to do all of it at once is what you're saying, but to practice so that it is, because it really does, when you go back and view it, it looks weird if the camera's down and you're looking down. It looks odd. So yeah. I think that's just such a great recommendation. I want to go back to your first tip. So you said to contribute to groups, love that. I think that's important because that's how we get our name out there. Did you mean respond or share articles or tips or do videos on those groups? I just want clarification on that.
All of the above, and it depends on what the group will allow. First of all, you have to go into any group, look at their description, and find out what the rules are. And then work within those rules. Because if you're, for instance, joining an influencers group, someone who already has a really big following and has a lot of weight out there as far as visibility, you don't want to tick them off. You want to play fair. So that means you're not spamming people with, you know, buy my stuff. You are contributing strategies. You're answering questions when people ask them if it's your area of expertise. You're asking questions yourself. You're just being interactive within the group parameters. And that way, for instance, in my group, which is called the Inspirational Entrepreneurs, if you want to check it out on Facebook, I have a first Friday where everyone can go live. The first Friday of the month, anyone can go live in my group and share a tip I don't let them share links, but I let them share a tip. Great way to build your visibility. So different groups will allow you to add different statements, polls, questions, and contribute that way.
Yeah, and I'm on that group with you as well. And some of the people with the tips the last time, you know, you read them and you think, oh, that's a good tip. So there's so much information out there. So when you find a group that just resonates with you and has the right people in it, the content is just going to flow, I think, more easily as well, and it'll resonate with you. So I think that's a good way to find a group that's a good match, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely should be a group that's already addressing and talking to the ideal people that you want to reach for your business.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
And don't get involved in too many of them, by the way. Really pick some strategically. You're going to hear me talk about being strategic a lot today. Pick your group strategically. They want to preferably be an influencers group, and they also want to be addressing what problems you can potentially solve for those viewers or those participants.
Yeah, because time is of the essence, Virginia, right? I mean, none of us have unlimited time. It's truly a commodity. So we really have to use that resource to its fullest. Otherwise, you're spread too thin and there's no impact made then, right? Go a mile deep, not a mile wide is the idea, right?
Okay,
now, you mentioned, I know, right? To me, I'm a visual learner. So the mile deep versus mile wide, like, yes, that makes sense, right? And that's how we could focus our energy with clarity. Now, you mentioned the importance of doing live stream strategically, right? You just said that. What are some common mistakes that you see people make when they go live?
Oh, I've got a whole list of them. I probably won't get through all of them today, but I'm going to give you a few of my top
ones.
That'd
be great.
The first one is to plan your live strategically so that you can leverage it. And I say this to people all the time. Do you understand the asset that you create for your business every time you go live? And if you're not thinking that way, you're missing out on some powerful leveraging opportunities that not only will build your influence around that area that you're talking about, but will get it out there in multiple ways. So the first thing is to plan a live strategically. And that also means to think about how you might reverse engineer it. Now, I know maybe I'm getting a little deep here, but I want you to think about it. What is the intention of your broadcast? Or if you're just doing this in video and not live, what is the intention? Start there and go backwards. Because if the intention, for instance, is just to attract more people who know, trust, and like you, your call to action might be to ask them to, you know, check out your business page. We never say the word follow anymore or like. Check it out.
That's right.
So, but what you want to lead them to is to maybe get them on your list. Then you want to think about, okay, what free offer am I going to provide? And do I have a really easy link for them that they can quickly grab and remember and go to get my offer? So make it, you know, really, really easy for people to take the step that you intend for that video or that live stream to provide. Now, there's a couple techie things I'm going to share with you, too, that are so basic, which is one of the reasons when I do my show and we have what we call the Get Acquainted chat, like you and I, Connie, had, and that is to check out how stable their connection is. So if you are not hardwired, which is what I tell everyone who really wants to be professional in this business, is get your computer hardwired to your router. Yep. You know, plug the Ethernet cable into your router and into your computer. That's hardwired. That is your most stable connection. If you are only wireless, you need to check out, especially today when there's so many people working from home and the whole family's at home with this pandemic, you might be sharing your broadband speed with, who knows, 4, 5, 6 devices in the house.
True.
And that's going to grab some of the speed that you might need to have a good, stable broadcast. So if you're limited on the amount of bandwidth that you have, for instance, let's say you're under 10, what's called 10 Mbps, tell everyone else in the house to get offline for a while because you're going to do a broadcast so that you can use all of that power yourself. Because what you don't want to have happening is have your broadcast start doing this little whirl in the middle while you're trying to make a point, because you will lose people if that's the case. A couple more things are check your audio, make sure that your audio is quality. And if you're on a laptop, it's probably really important that unless you have a what I call a mic that is plugged into a USB port, I would suggest that you put a headset on, even if it's a couple of earbuds, put those on because you might generate some feedback in the broadcast, which is really annoying and really can ruin the whole broadcast. So always check your audio.
Great tips. And it's funny because I do have a very good quality mic. And it's funny because, and this is important, guys, the microphone, my office is in the back. It's on the first floor of a three-floor house, and it's in the back. So when they mow here, sometimes I'm recording. So what happens, the first time it happened, I said to my guest, I think we have to redo this because she goes, why? I said, don't you hear the thunder outside, you know, of the lawnmower? Nope. So the quality of the mic matters because it gets rid of all ambient noises and focuses on your voice. And I honestly, Virginia, I think I spent $200 for it. It wasn't like it was $1,000 microphone.
It's a one-time investment.
Yeah. It's, you know, I've had it several years now. And then the hard wiring is the other one right out of the gate. I knew that because of the spiraling and the buffering. It was annoying. So I agree with that one as well. So yeah, funny that you mentioned that. Now, can you recommend some advanced strategies for getting more visibility with live streaming, right? Whatever that means to everybody. It doesn't have to be a podcast, right?
No, it does not have to be a podcast. Podcast to me, actually, when I think of podcasting, it's really an audio cast, although more and more people are going video casting. So, here's some of the first ideas that, again, go back to what I say about planning strategically so that you can leverage what you're doing. And that is pre-schedule your live. When you pre-schedule your live, you're letting people know, hey, I intend to go live. Now, we understand that people are busy these days, and so most people do not make your lives live, but that's okay. You still want to get the word out about it, and they're going to come back if they don't catch it live in replay. Now, when you schedule your live, make sure that you write a really good, detailed description of what's in it for the viewer. So that they understand, wow, I want to catch that, whether I catch it live or in replay, I want to make sure I catch that show because it sounds like there's going to be some great strategies and tips that I'll be able to use in my own business. So when you do the description, make sure you add hashtags, and especially now in Facebook, Facebook's actually giving some weight to hashtags. So put a few good quality hashtags in there. Also, what I would call your keywords, you really want to try and get the keywords of your expertise somehow into the title. And then you might think about putting together what I call a thumbnail for that event that you're scheduling. Now, a thumbnail is something, actually, do you mind if I show them really quick?
That would be awesome. Oh, that would be awesome.
Let me grab it because I've got one here. So here's a thumbnail I made for my interview with Connie. So a thumbnail is an image that grabs their attention, lets them know right away what the information is about. And that way, you're coming across professionally. They know that you're prepared to give a powerful interview or a powerful live, because if it's not an interview, you make a thumbnail for yourself and the topic that you're talking about. So that's one of the areas I really emphasize for people. And also, you know, one of the things you know that I've done is create a call to action image for the free gift. So if you are doing a live yourself, think about making another, what we call a thumbnail image for the free gift so that people can see it visually. And in addition, they can hear what the link is. And that way you drive the traffic to that gift a little more effectively. Another idea that I know Connie has seen me do, because I did it for her, is to create a preview trailer. Now, the preview trailer can be done in, I happen to use Animato as one of the tools that I really enjoy for making my preview trailers. And I sort of have a format now, so it doesn't take me long to do it. But again, the preview trailer is a visual eye capture, and it helps people pause. If it's in the news feed someplace, they're going to pause and look at it and think more about, okay, what's in it for me to show up and watch this particular live stream? So create a preview trailer and use that for marketing purposes.
You're so good at this. It's remarkable. So, all right, I have a question. So people listening, the thumbnail, and you showed us. That's awesome. Like, how do you do that, like, screenshot of that where you and I were on the side, you had the topic in the middle, and then you had the link to the show at the top, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's just a matter of designing what I would just call a template. And, you know, I use a lot of different image design tools. But for most people, the easiest one to start working with is Canva.
Oh, yes.
And you can go on into Canva and create a template for your broadcast. So if you're going to be doing a lot of lives, and I say your live stream should be some kind of tips or strategies around your expertise. So my lives are around visibility, and I really call them my visibility quick tips. So you can go ahead and make a template for that. And then once you've got that in Canva, all you have to do is remove the title and put a new one in, remove the images and put a new one in, and you're set to go. So literally, once you've made the template, it takes less than a minute to create usually.
See, and that's such a great tip, because for someone who wants to do all these things, but we don't know what technology to use, and then it's like, oh, I have to do the research. I don't have time for that. I'll do that later. So these are just such magnificent tips that you're sharing, and Canva's pretty easy to use. Excuse me again. So, you know, again, these quick tips really make a difference in that different visibility, but imaging as well, of being professional and kind of not as professional. So yeah, I'm telling you, you're my guru, Virginia. You're my guru. I love it.
I have another advanced strategy for you.
Love it.
Because let's say you don't really want to make a preview trailer because you don't want anything to do with video technology, you know, stuff. That's, you don't have time for that. So instead of a preview trailer, create a sneak peek video. So what's that? That is, you just jump on a live. You're totally informal. You're not worrying about, you know, looking professional, all that. You're just jumping on and saying, hey, guys, guess what I've got coming up? And you could just say, hey, it's coming up in an hour, or it's coming up later today, or it's coming up tomorrow. Make a quick sneak peek, just you jumping on a live and letting people know who you're talking with, or if it's just you doing a live tip, what you're going to be talking about. And again, just go through what you'd already written up in the description. Say, here's what I'm going to cover. Please help spread the word if you know of someone else who might benefit from this information. So now you're going out there and you're asking for the share without saying share.
Yeah, and people want to help, and especially if it's relevant information to someone, family, friend, colleague that could use it, why not? I mean, how hard is it to click share and put it out there? So when you say the live, like a Facebook live, do a real quick informal, hey guys, here's what I'm going to be talking about, here's the tip, and then share. That's the idea.
Right.
Love
right.
it. Love
exactly.
it. And it's I mean, I did my first Facebook share when my book got published, and the PR person said, just get on and give updates because people really want to hear that. So I'm like, okay, this is my first Facebook Live. I'm a little freaked out, but oh my God, there's great news. The response, because it was me being authentic, I guess. The response was overwhelming, which I was surprised about, because I thought people were going to say, you know, you looked funny, or and it was the opposite. You know, there was so much love through that video, yeah. Which was kind of a cool experience, Virginia, you know?
Yeah, so don't be afraid to jump on and be totally informal, too. And that could just as well be from your phone, by the way. It doesn't have to be from your laptop. Whatever is convenient for you.
Yeah.
It could be while you're out taking a walk and saying, oh, I'm taking a walk before I just do this great tip for you, and I just had to let you know about it because I'm already thinking about all the good information I'm going to give you in an hour or something like that.
And I
so
think
be
that,
casual, too.
Yeah, and that authenticity, though, comes through. And it's funny, before you said most podcasts are audio, which is a good way to start, because I remember I had notes all over the place, you know, yeah. when I first started. And now I find that since I started doing the video, because people can see you, they could see me, I think, you know, I'm very visual. My body language is very visual. I know what you've seen on your show. But mm-hmm. I think people relate because they could see your eyes, they could see my eyes, they could see that there's that authentic, organic conversation happening. So as soon as I started using the video a couple of years ago, my following went up. So again, I think it just, it's the real, you know, the real of seeing versus just listening. Visual, people are visual learners.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of my pet peeves, to go back to some of the mistakes that people make, whether or not it's live or they're creating a video, is that they really don't get that importance of the connection with the camera. Yeah. And absolutely, you guys, video or live, where you are connecting with the camera and thinking of the camera as your friend, that you're having a conversation with the camera or your best friend on the other side, that is so important, and it is the by far the fastest way to build the no trust and like factor. So if you are intimidated, or you think, oh no, I can't get on camera, I'll just fumble everything, just trust me on this, do it. Because everyone will support you, and you just let them know, hey, like Connie just said, I've never done this before, but I'm so excited I had to get out here. Get out and practice and make that connection, because you will have so many people start to enthusiastically follow you because you're being yourself getting on camera. So don't underestimate that.
It's so funny, and at the end of the Facebook Live, because I wasn't familiar with it, I have to wear glasses when I'm reading something. So after the Facebook Live, I'm like, I'm done. What do I do? So I put my glasses on and I started looking. You know, you could see me looking at. So one of friends, she goes, you need to edit that. It looks ridiculous. I said, I'm not going to edit it. I said, everybody knew it was my first Facebook Live.
Right.
That's me. It's not about being perfect. It's about, you know, hey, I'm learning too with all of this stuff. And I think that's me. And I don't need to go back and edit me. That was me. I needed to put my glasses on to see what to do next.
Right.
Yeah, it's silly, but that's me, right? I could be silly. So yeah, I agree. Just get on, do it, rip the Band-Aid off. And the response was for me was overwhelming, filled with love, which was kind of a cool experience. So yeah, take Virginia's advice. She's my guru, I'm telling you, right? So we're doing all these things, right? We're doing the videos, the live streams, podcasts, whatever it is that we're getting out there. What are your strategies or top strategies for getting more views with those videos, you know? Because we put them out there, but now what?
Well, let's talk a little bit about SEO.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know what SEO is, search engine optimization. The reason I want to start with that is because your SEO will increase the longer somebody views a video. So my first real tip on that is start creating short videos. Now, on Facebook, they want you to have videos that are at least 3 minutes long in order to get a little bit of extra Facebook juice, so to speak. So I always recommend, when I say short videos, to go with something, you know, get one little tip. You know, I love just a quick tip, and I teach this and I produce these all the time. That's one little tip that someone can take action on. And if you, first of all, start that video with, you know, what's in it for them, or ask a question around something that they might be challenged about, and then say, well, stick around, because in the next 2 minutes, I'm going to give you one of my best tips around this particular topic. That will keep people watching. And the longer they watch, the more you're going to get views for it. Now, the other thing you always want to talk about is that call to action.
Mm-hmm.
I am one that believes every video that you do should have some form of call to action. That does not mean buy my stuff.
That's right.
That could be one call to action, but what I want you to think about is creating a whole series of short videos with various calls to action, some of which might be, if you found this tip of value, would you please help spread the word? That's the same idea. Ask for people to help you get the word out. And when you ask, oftentimes they will if they found value in it. So that could be a call to action. Again, a call to action could be to connect with me on my Facebook or LinkedIn site. So the call to action should be something at the end. Don't leave them hanging with just the tip. Ask them in some way to take the next step with you if they found the information valuable. And then your challenge is to make sure that what you're providing is valuable. And believe me, here's one of the mistakes I think people make with video, is that they don't realize that there's a lot of people out there that need what they're sharing, that don't know the things that they take for granted, that, well, doesn't everybody know that?
That's right.
For instance, I would say, doesn't everyone know they need to be hardwired if they're going to be doing live streams on a regular basis? No, a lot of people have no idea that they need to be hardwired. A lot of people have no idea that they're sharing their bandwidth with the whole house, who's all home now working at from home with COVID. So think about your little tips of creating value, and then again, the call to action. Now, keywords again are super important for SEO. So whether or not you're going to do this on a Facebook Live or a LinkedIn Live or a YouTube Live, or you're just going to pre-record it and then distribute it. Either way, just make sure that the content is something they're going to want to take action on. So plan, and use keywords that will really let people know that.
The keywords on the hashtag at the bottom, right?
Keyword. Well, there's two things. Keywords are the words that you most associate with your expertise. So one of my keywords is visibility or marketing. All right. Now, hashtags can go a little bit deeper into that. So, a hashtag might be, visibility marketing or go live now or something like that. So those would be hashtags. Also, think about when you are creating this video, whether it's live or you've recorded it, if you're going to put it on something like Facebook and you've already put it on someplace else like YouTube, never, never, never use the YouTube link in your post on Facebook. Never. Always upload that video onto Facebook and it will get much more organic reach.
See?
So Facebook does not want other links that take them outside of Facebook. Okay?
And that makes sense, right? And it's the one other thing. Because I do the podcast, I wasn't afraid to do the Facebook. I just didn't know how to do the Facebook Live. So my team said, do this. I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, great. I wasn't afraid to do it because I do this weekly. So mm-hmm. I love that you said, even if you pre-record it, so if you're really stage fright where you think you're going to get on and go do the humada humada, then pre-record. But that's true, right? Some people think, mm-hmm. I'm not a public speaker. What is this woman? Yeah. This woman, Virginia, is out of her mind, right? I can't do that. Yeah. Video recorded and then upload the video. That's such a great, great way to step into, right? That whole realm of doing video. These are the changes that my intro I was talking about. We're so afraid of doing something differently because what I've been doing is working. But what if what you could do, some of these tips Virginia's teaching us that can step you up higher and create a better visibility and just better exposure and better results? Why aren't we changing? Why aren't we evolving? Why aren't we embracing all of this technology that Virginia's sharing with us? We're out of time, but I do want to ask you one more question. What are the best type of posts do you think that create that organic engagement? Just so everybody, I think that's just the final question I want to ask.
Well, I'll tell you, the best kind of post is something that creates a little bit of controversy or asks a question that stimulates a response. And I kind of give Molly Mahoney credit for this because it's just so funny. She does this thing around food and it gets incredible response. Hers is Brussels sprouts, yes or no. So I go in and say, sardines, yes or no. Escargot, yes or no. You know, you make it an easy response, a yes or no, but you can't believe the comments that come back along with that. For instance, escargot, are you kidding? I would never eat a snail in my life. So those really do generate fabulous response. And the other thing I think is important to think about are micro stories. So a little story that you've had, a life experience that you've had that your audience can relate to, and you'll get a lot of good feedback from that. So I've got lots more, but I know we're running out of time.
I love that. Isn't that so funny? And when I post, like, I feel like I've created this great content and I posted a blog post or something that I think, oh, everybody's going to love this. this. And it's like crickets, right? I get no response. The next day I post just a motivational quote that I saw and I shared. And I thought, oh, my God, this so moved me. Or think about this, right? 100 people respond. I'm like, are you kidding me? I put all that time into the blog post and I put a motivational quote out there and you're responding. Because it's simple. We're all busy and running. So I think sometimes the simplicity of a yes or no, or like, what's your favorite color? Like Buddy the Elf, right? On Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color, right? It's simple, silly things that people feel engaged and want to be part of a community, but we don't have time to read a whole article or watch a huge, long 20-minute video. Yeah, so great tips. My goodness, I think we could do 3 hours of this, Virginia. Incredible information. So here's the deal. Anybody out there who's looking to start a business, has a business, is just looking to create some fun things. Maybe you have your own podcast that you want to get more exposure on. You definitely need more Virginia, okay? Let's face it. She's this my guru. She's the wealth of information. So if you would like more Virginia, please go to MediaSpotlightMarketing.com. And also with Virginia as being so kind to you guys, my listeners, she is offering a free gift, 5 top videos, video strategies checklist, and she even has a little training for us on that as well. So the link will be on the Web Talk Radio Enlightenment of Change on that website. So check that out. Again, I know you all need a little more Virginia, so check her out at MediaSpotlightMarketing.com. Listen to me. It's hard for me to say it. I'm going to post the link so you guys can go and find Virginia easy peasy, clearly better than I'm speaking today. Thank you, Virginia, for just the wealth of information, some simple tips that literally everybody watching the video could stop now, go buy an HDMI cable or whatever, and connect, hardwire their computer. That one little tip. Buy a fairly inexpensive microphone that has better quality. I mean, all these little tips, the live videos. I mean, I could just go on and kind of do the recap of everything you just shared. What an abundance of info. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing all that.
Thank you, Connie. It's been fun, and I hope you all just go out and grab one of those tips and put them into action.
One. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
And then what happens? The floodgate opens, right, Virginia? You do one, you go, ooh, I want to do another. That was fun. and that's the other thing, too. It's fun when working with you, and I think if we create fun around your Facebook Lives or whatever the posts are, it's okay to have fun and not be so serious that I'm sharing all of this important content. Yeah, you are, but let's have some fun. Let your personality shine through as well. So thank you for that as well.
Perfect.
One tip. And you guys, so here's my call to action, of course. I'm still offering the free communication style assessment to all of you. Go to my website, whitmanassos.com/CSA. I will post that on the show notes as well, so you could find it easy peasy. Learn what your superpowers and learn what your blind spots are. Equally important, so that we can navigate communication more effectively with every human that we interact with. Virginia, thank you again for being on. Truly, truly, always an honor to spend time with you. And you're just, you're the wealth of information. So thank you for sharing so freely.
Thanks, Connie. It's been great to be here.
A real pleasure. You guys, I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together. No matter what change you're going through, I have guests that are experts that are sharing these fabulous tips. Take them, use them, apply them immediately, and watch the magic happen in your world. It only takes one little step to start the ball rolling. So please navigate change, use the tips that we provide. And as always, thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thank you again, Virginia. Thank you all for listening. And I do wish you an inspired week filled with one little piece of change.